Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Richie Valenzuela bringing us back. Richie Valens on his records there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andy Goss is our guest. AndyGoss.com is the website. He's the author of The Secret World of Money, and many of you see him on television talking about economics, talking about currency, especially. He's especially a currency expert, and especially in the area of gold and silver and things like that, right, Andy?
Prismatic coins. I study money, so for me, if it's not money, if it's not legal tender, if you can't put it in the bank, then you know I don't pay much attention to it.
I'm
not a guy who.
I know you're always talking about. You always recommend people get into numismatics, but objectively, if you were trying to take yourself out of your current role, is this a good time to be doing that too? As we have ominous clouds on the horizon that not unlike what happened in 2008.
Yeah, in fact, that's the time. If you look at the stock market all time high, bond market all time high, and both everybody's wary of by thinking there's a bubble brewing, and then you compare that to gold and silver. Silver's at half of its 2011 peak, or less, more like 40%. And gold is, well, it was 19 and change, and now it's 13 and change. So to me, that period of a strengthening dollar, or the illusion of a strengthening dollar, creates a buying opportunity. Yes.
Well, all right, so let's go back let's talk about how what you're seeing out there with regard to the banking. You mentioned Deutsche Bank. As you're concerned about that could be the Bear Stearns Lehman Brothers AIG collapse, the straw that breaks the camel's back. Deutsche Bank is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, they're more like AIG, and they're counterparties to so many transactions. Like, so many people figure, well, what if interest rates go up? Well, then we should buy a hedge, make a bet that if rates go up, we cover our losses, so to speak. And so who's their counterparty? Deutsche Bank.
Right.
So if all of these insurance programs that the WONKs put in place to protect their depositors' money, if the counterparty in all those instances is Deutsche Bank and they can't pay, well, then all of that risk assessment and insurance goes out the window, and either the banks, the central banks, get together, ECB and the Fed, and bail out Deutsche Bank, or they allow all those counterparty bets to come off the table. And man, that the impact of that would be devastating.
So, all right, Andy, and I think you're onto something. But let's look at this thing from a lessons learned standpoint.
Okay.
I was, you know, barely less than 8 years ago, you know, there were some pretty smart people who were totally shocked by what happened when the shadow banking system collapsed, but now without experience, shouldn't we be able to see this coming and start unraveling it ahead of time? Are there smart people who have enough power, enough critical mass to start heading this off?
Well, they have the point of no return, like you know, the plane that heads out from its base heading towards its target, and of course once it passes the point where it can turn around and go back home. So think of it in those terms. So the Fed is like a car. The economy is like a car speeding towards the edge of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So the point at which they could have slammed on the brakes and stopped before they fell over the edge, that's already passed.
You think that's gone already?
Even if they slam on the brakes right now, we're going to careen over the edge. So what's the alternative? Well, slam the pedal to the metal and let's at least try to sail out to the other side. So that is.
Under the current scenario. That's just making the rich richer, and Wall Street can take the hind. I mean, the Main Street's taking the hindmost again.
Well, no question about that. Because if you look at individual investors, the stock market makes up about 82 to 88% of daily transactions. So in the high 80s, really mid 80s of all transactions, 80% of all transactions are institutional transactions. You go over into the bond market and you'll find the similar figure, only it's 82% of those transactions are individual investors buying bonds because they're safe. And that's the biggest bubble of all time. So I don't know about the rich getting richer.
We've known about the bond bubble for a long time, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah. And supply is just endless. And demand, of course, if you strip out the central banks of the world, the Bank of Japan, the ECB, and the U.S. Fed, man, there's no demand for
and
bonds.
This is not the problem is that the last bubble was based on a lot of real estate, which we still had. Much of it was still collecting rent.
Nobody burned their house down. Exactly.
This bubble we're talking about is based on what we believe something's worth.
Right. It's all air. And, you know, you couple that with, let's just look at the $3 trillion municipal bond market. You know, cities like Chicago, states like Illinois and New Jersey.
How do you mark to market something that's just a piece of paper?
Exactly. And if you mark it to market, what does that do to the balance sheet? There's so much that the Federal Reserve itself has proposed a rule which says, you know, before Glass-Steagall was revealed by Bill Clinton, the banks had to make a decision. They're either a commercial bank, take deposits, make loans, or they're an investment bank. They underwrite things and buy bonds and so forth. Well, they didn't have to choose. After Bill Clinton repealed that legislation, they're allowed to buy anything they want. Well, the Fed is so alarmed at what they've been investing depositors' money in that they've proposed this new rule that prevents them from buying anything.
Wow.
All they're supposed to be doing is loaning money to people and taking deposits. That's it. Everything else is outside of their mandate.
Hold on to that thought. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen, I will be right back. Go now and buckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.